Introducing the new album by The Police, Double the Numbers. The Blues Brothers and Sisters are back, and they're just out of college.
Templemore! How'd you cash that? How'd you cash that? Templemore! How'd you cash that? How'd you cash that?
Don't pay for those pints, Matty. That's coming out of the laundry account.
Double the Numbers pays tribute to the men and women of uniform who leave you breathless.
Breathalyzer, double breathalyzer, I've a breathalyzer, oh breathalyzer, oh I've a breathalyzer, baby, you are stepping out of your car. Breathalyzer, multiply the breathalyzer,
and your tax is out.
In their first exclusive recording since they taped 30 years of phone calls, they're hungry for more.
Oh, snack box! Send me down a snack box!
Do you want salt and vinegar with that, Willie?
If you're arrested, lads, down by the docks!
Oh, yeah.
Would you ever bring me back a snack box?
Double the Numbers by Angarda Síochána features guest artist Enda Kenny singing a special love song for the Lady of the Law.
No one cares about Morris McCabe, mothers and homes and mass graves, and that's all down to you, my dear Noreen.
Evening, Sergeant. Tis a fine evening for falsifying stats.
No one really understands. I can't have another Kellen, and that's why I cling to you for life, Noreen.
And the guards! Coppers isn't the only place you're screwing the taxpayer.
Noreen, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't step down.
Double the Numbers, the new album from the Gardaí, with 20 unforgettable songs. Plus, due to a systems error, it comes with 20 more bonus songs that don't exist and that nobody is responsible for.
An emergency announcement from the Department of Transport.
My dear people of Era, it's I, Lord Ross, transport boss, monumentally. People have been asking where I am and how come I haven't intervened in this ghastly bus strike. According to my house staff, who've had to perambulate miles to my country mansion, I'm somehow not connecting with the working class voters. So I've decided to stage an unauthorised wildcat strike as well to appeal to their uneducated minds. Although, because I don't really do anything, it turns out I was accidentally on strike in sympathy this whole time, monumentally. I'm also learning the working class lingo. Oh, here, leave it out. Ya bleeding muppet, ya. Giz a spice bag, shall you? Will you? Will ya? Anyway, my efforts to connect with the common man, I attempted to eat a spice bag, but when I asked them if they wouldn't mind replacing the chicken balls with goose and pheasant, they ejected me from the takeaway. Despite using what I believe is the catch cry of the lumpen proletariat, ooh, ah, up the Raj. In the meantime, I shall set out to join the picket lines with the great unwashed, and I really, really mean unwashed, bus strikers. So, saddle the horses. I'll be out after pudding. Turns out I've been on unofficial wildcat strike for years. Meow, bleeding Segoshas.
Ringer, you're back so...
Yeah, the lifeguards have to send me up to change caretaker bus. Apparently they don't allow speedos at the pool.
We're not here for a package holiday. We've serious business to come...
Oh, I suppose you'll be wanting to call on your man. He lives around here, doesn't he?
Who's your man when he's at home?
Well, when he's at home, he's a Tex exile, but here in Malta, he's resident Dinny O'Brien.
Your man will do just fine. I'd say he's very upset about the whole court thing. Wouldn't be good to call in. Anyway, I don't know the man at all.
I know.
I'm more concerned about the Brexit.
Oh yeah, I just had the Continental myself.
I'm flat out between reading the Indo's explanation of Theresa May's letter to the EU.
Oh.
I've Donald Tusk to the left of me, Donald Trump to the right.
Go on.
Yet here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
What are you going to do about the border at all?
Well, I'll be keeping a watching brief on the situation.
Right, so you're not going to do anything then at all?
Well, I wouldn't put it like that. I'm monitoring developments in a whispery voice, closely, from afar.
Oh.
A silent watcher,
Jenny.
Like Batman, but with the underwear inside my pants.
And what about the guards? What are you going to do about them? Because people are buck-leppin' mad over it.
Again.
Yeah.
Low, whispery voice.
All right.
Putting a watching brief, monitoring developments.
So you're doing nothing about that either, then?
These are complex issues, Ringer.
Ah.
We're talking about serious situations that demand intensive negotiations.
Right.
Months and months and months of them. As you know, I've extensive experience of conducting tricky negotiations.
Yeah, you negotiate a situation where we do whatever Germany tells us, and then you negotiated one where we do whatever Micheál Martin tells us. Oh, you're the lord of the deals.
Well, it's not as simple as that, Ringer.
No?
I have to consider the future.
Speaking of futures, caretaker boss, any sign at all, huh?
Any sign of what, Ringer?
Well, we've had the Brexit. Now it's for Enda's exit.
What?
For Enda. When will you be triggering your Brenda?
Well, as you know, the Brexit is a 2-year process. At least. Though many think it will take 10 years.
So you think the Brenda is going to take just as long, do you?
Well, I've important issues to fix. Power sharing in the Northern Stormont, Tommy Gorman thing.
Northern Ireland.
Up there, yeah. The Pope's visit.
Oh.
Pamela Anderson's visit. Global Mormons. And announcing dozens of jobs spread over dozens of years. Because no one ever checks back to see if the jobs ever happened, you see. And there's... Where are you off to, Ringer?
I'm going back to the pool. I met a man with 2 pina coladas in his hand.
Oh.
And they had our names on them.
Shimon! The totally tropical taste.
Ew.
Wait for me. Last one in's a Brit.
This is Britain. Great Britain. And it truly is great. From Land's End to John O'Groats, from the Essex Estuary to the Mersey Slums, Britain is a proud country where everyone, rich or poor, man or woman, black or normal, can feel proud of being part of the world's favourite country. Well done, Britain.
This blessed plot, this earth, this realm, this England, this nurse, this teeming womb of royal kings.
England has a proud history. Excuse me. England, and to a lesser extent Scotland and Wales, has a long history of... Sorry, I missed a bit. England, Scotland, Wales, and the few paddies who still haven't got the hint yet, have a history of independence. Hadrian's Wall in the north, and the Norman castles in the south, and a long line of French, Dutch, German, and Greek monarchs all prove that no foreigner will ever rule over us. Well done, Britain.
Remember that you're an Englishman, and consequently have won first place in the lottery of life.
Britain stood alone and unaided against Germany in 2 world wars and 1 World Cup. We prevailed at Jutland, at Dunkirk, and in the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest. Well done, Britain.
One has most enjoyed 65 years on the throne.
It's about time someone flushed the bloody thing.
Oh, Philip.
Today, Britain proudly embarks on the most exciting and final chapter of this long history. Today we begin to free ourselves from the tyranny of the cruel and barbaric European Union. We do this not for pride or to line our pockets. No, we are British, and we do this for the noble and simple reason that we do everything because the Tories told us so. As the great Winston Churchill said,
"I think that the government are right and proper to apply to join the European Economic Community."
Wait a minute. He said that? What a bloody socialist! We will at last promote free trade by leaving the world's biggest and richest free trade area and turning to our great empire to trade with. Our empire, now consisting of the Isle of Man, the Falklands, and a rock beside Spain filled with monkeys, chip shops, and racists. And don't worry about Brexit negotiations. Our crack team of diplomats will tell Johnny Foreigner exactly what to do.
Mr. Secretary Johnson!
Well, yes, indeed. It is us versus the Pickaninnies. Bob Chicka, wawa, fwa, fwa.
Alone, we won 2 world wars. Alone we invented everything, and alone we won the only World Cup ever played in England. Well done, Britain. We truly have a great future behind us.
Terms and conditions apply. NHS funding may fall as well as rise. Unemployment may rise as well as fall, and no one has a clue what's going to happen. The events and characters depicted in patriotic portrayals of British history are fictitious, and any similarity to real life is entirely coincidental. The Brexit campaign is registered in the Cayman Islands. Well done, Britain is a trademark of Rupert Murdoch, an Australian who's now an American citizen. Go figure.
Well done, Britain.
Well
welcome back. Shortly we'll have a band that has been around since the mid-90s, but I'll still be utterly unfamiliar with and treat as if they're a harbinger of the end of civilization. But first, an area I'm comfortable in with Brexit underway. Cedric Ponsonby-Smith at the UK Foreign Office joins us now. How worried should Ireland be, Cedric?
Well, the most important thing to remember, Sean, is that absolutely everything is going to be completely fine.
Wait, how could anything be possibly
fine? When one speaks in a British middle-class accent, people like me really sound as though we know what we're talking about.
Yes, well, you do convey a tone of authority.
It reassures with a slight hint of intimidation without ever losing its overtones of utter, utter reasonableness.
Yes.
I mean, take the more European sort of Eurovision accent of Donald Tusk, if you will.
The EU Council President, yes.
Whereas I sound very Love Actually, he sounds like a villain in a movie who's just kidnapped your daughter.
Well, let's just listen to a clip of Donald Tusk.
We will not be blackmailed by the British threat to use security cooperation as a bargaining chip.
Yeah, I see what you mean now. The Europeans are just so cold, while you Brits sound like the sort of nice people in radio interviews who talk about the book they've written about their posh ancestors.
Well, as I say in the book, in that sort of dismissive, chuckling manner, don't mind about anything, Era, because we're here to mind you.
Right.
And to keep you nicely distracted with our television soaps and football clubs that...
Indeed.
Tend to undermine your Republican values without you even noticing.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. It really is a most reassuring accent. Boris Johnson is also on the line.
Wow. Yes, bloody bloobers, tempers, fusion, feed out the suit, cracky monkeys, pickaninnies, lumpity lick spittle, juvia corpus, bulla bulla.
Well, that isn't reassuring at all. I mean, maybe we should be worried about this Brexit.
No. Don't forget Boris was a mistake. He was only ever meant to be a print journalist.
Oh, yes.
Listen to my voice, Sean.
Yeah.
Everything is going to be totally fine.
Oh, it's good to have proper people in charge. Now, coming up after the break, Paddy O'Gorman will be talking to people who defecate in cans of Coke.
Now, this is your first time doing a checkpoint, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we did a lot of practice in Temple Moor, Sergeant.
Moving money from a laundry fund to the golf club so you can buy fancy dinners is no help to you here.
Well,
let's go.
All right.
What yet?
I'm going out.
Shut the door, cadet.
But we have to go outside to do the checkpoint.
Are you mad? It's freezing out there. Now, have you the duty roster?
I do, yeah, here.
Come on. In attendance, Sergeant Fitz, that's me. And Garda Cadet Fitz, that's you.
Yeah.
And three undercover guards in the back seat.
I can't see any undercover guards.
I know, they're very good.
What?
Also, we have four from the Traffic Bureau, five customs and six armed response officers.
Yeah, they're definitely not here, Sarge.
Yeah, it'll be long after Fair City. You wouldn't begrudge them the overtime, though, would you? Next, we'll check the equipment.
Right.
What's this?
That's a breathalyzer, Sarge.
And this?
That's a bottle of brandy.
Why? So we need to calibrate the breathalyzer. So first I take a good sup of brandy.
Why are you...
Then I blow into this tube.
Okay. Very good.
And there we go.
That's a...
How's the result? 62 milligrams. Write that down now, cadet.
62.
And now we wait. There. That red Toyota there. Write down its number plate.
Okay.
Send a ticket for 62 milligrams to that man.
What?
And you've cracked your first case. We'll make an inspector of you yet.
Are you sure we can do this?
That never fails, son. Oh,
Jay, that Merrick is really driving dangerously, Sergeant. We should stop him.
Are you mad? That's a judge. Leave him be.
Oh.
Now, to calibrate the breathalyzer again.
Jay, there's not much left in that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Wow, look.
98 milligrams. Now we're talking.
You know, we haven't actually stopped anyone doing any...
Just plenty of number plates back in the station, young fella. You can time them into pulse and overtime tomorrow.
We're out of brandy, Sergeant.
Call the lads, Mayo, and get shelves and send another few crates. Anyway, that'll do for the night. Now, just let me drive home.
Well, I don't think that's a very good...
I'm fine, Sean. Perfectly safe after a few...
Sergeant. Ah, Jesus.
Peddles Fitzgerald, how are you holding up?
Oh, Catherine, charmed, I'm sure.
Tis Kitty, what's going on?
I'm just perusing a few reports.
You, working. Are you feeling well?
I'm somewhat run down because I'm positively overwhelmed by all the negative press.
All the scandals.
They're really encroaching on my brunch schedules and my ability to do Sunday independent photo shoots where I'm staring off into the middle distance as though I can see my pension waving at me from the Taoiseach's office.
Well, I've a bit of news for you.
Oh, not another Garda scandal. At this stage, the only thing that would shock me is them doing something right.
Just as a fair few scandals, all right. There's the penalty point scandal, breathalyzer scandal, the whistleblower scandal, the backseat of a Ford Mondeo scandal.
Don't forget the misappropriated funds scandal.
Misappropriated funds aren't a scandal. They're a way of life. In the civil service, we've the trip to Lourdes fund, the laundry fund, the Fawcett and Allen concert tickets fund, the fund for misappropriation funds fund.
Goodness me.
That reminds me, will you do me a favour and stall the digger on those documents?
I went to the London School of Economics, so I have a lot of difficulty understanding commoners.
You're stuffing so many documents on the back of radiators. The office is in danger of collapsing.
Well, in that case, I simply must vacate the office immediately. As you know, health and safety and finding the truth are my primary concerns.
That and saying nothing and doing nothing.
Besides, it's way past time for luncheon anyway. Thanks for calling, Catherine.
That one, pure bone idle. If the truth was hidden in Harvey Nichols, shoot me long finding it.
Welcome back. I'm joined by Michael Healy-Ray, who's had yet another near-death experience.
Marion, I suppose I'm like a cat with nine lives. As the filly says, there's no getting rid of me.
Right. Now, last time you were savaged by a cow, in what quintessentially culty way was your life threatened this time?
Well, I was racing through the midday dinner early to get it out of the way and have a good run at the day.
Right.
When my wife Eileen was out at the line.
The weather really has been terrific, it has to be said.
Marion, if I could just come in here.
Did I forget to mention that Eamon Ryan, Green Party leader, and Michael Healy-Ray denier, is also here?
We shouldn't be celebrating this shift in global temperatures, or Michael Healy-Ray. I don't know if you looked at the latest report on median climate values, Marion.
Well, I would have done, but I was too busy drinking rosé in my garden. Well, anyway, go on, Michael.
The next thing was, I started choking on the chicken.
Choking on the chicken while your wife was nowhere in sight.
That's right, yes.
And the mind boggles.
So I staggered out to the line and waved at Eileen, and she realised something was badly wrong.
Because you never help her with the washing?
That, and I was turning purple.
Maybe killer UV rays were causing a suntan.
A suntan is a great mood enhancer, it has to be said. Like wine.
Yes, but it's very important.
Go on, Michael.
So the neighbours were doing the hind tit manoeuvre, and then I knew I wasn't going to die.
Eamon, other than annihilation at the polls, have you had a near-death experience?
The whole planet is slow. Slowly dying, Marion. Climate change is the...
But what a way to go, it has to be said.
What?
Anyway, Michael Healy-Ray, what have you learned from the whole dreadful experience?
Denny and I are putting together a Tinder to produce more Tinder chicken.
Organic really is the only way to go.
I couldn't agree more, though you do have to pay a couple of extra euro per bottle.
But no, I...
Moving on, we'll be discussing why cigarettes are now in plain packaging. Though they all look the same when you just tip them into the suitcase. Or so I'm told.
When I look back, I wonder how we survived at all. It was, of course, a miserable time. But worse than the ordinary miserable time is the miserable Irish time. And back then, the Irish were miserable all the time.
Brexit Productions, in association with the EU, is proud to present the theatre event of the decade, Angela's Ashes, the musical.
'Twas the Tories, same old story. Don't like Gorkas or Burkas or Gays. We're just suckers who need somebody else to blame.
It's the sensational musical that nobody wanted, featuring non-stop raining and whinging.
Everything that happened was the Brits' fault. We had such high hopes of this place, the Europe. They started a little family and promised they'd never leave us. But now they have. And now the whole house is falling down on top of us. And it's their fault. Definitely not the austerity I heartlessly imposed for 10 years. But the heads were turned by America. And the fat orange man who's scared of women. And now the EU is an
ashes.
Featuring such hits as Yes, We Have No Misshapen Bananas, A Hard Border's Gonna Fall, May, You Never, and the emotional masterpiece as Ender tries to woo the heart of Teresa under EU Directive 6722B subsection D, You May Not Bring Me Flowers Anymore.
Under EU Directive 6722B subsection D, you may not bring me flowers anymore. My darling Teresa ain't so easy to please, yeah. My border's getting soft.
Angela's Ashes, the musical. You'll laugh and you'll cry. Because when Angela is the only world leader left who you could trust to put in charge of a cat, then you truly know you're screwed.
Alright, settle down, ladies and gentlemen. What am I saying? There's no ladies in Fine Gael.
Except for Frances Fitzgerald.
Yeah. Well, she's about as long left in Fine Gael as a spice bag in the deputy leader's office.
There's lovely spice bags in bad Brigham.
Speak of the devil. What kept you, pearls?
I was stopped by a guard on the way here.
Oh, speeding, were you?
I never speed with anything to do with the Gordy.
That's for sure. I suppose you're all wondering why I called you here.
Yep. Is it to tell us a story about a man with two things in his hand?
Is it to show us your BuzzFeed article about how you looked Trump straight in the shoe?
No. Huh? It's to announce that I will be stepping down with immediate effect.
Wow. I'm so shocked. I've turned grey.
You're always that colour, Simon.
Thank you very much for finally stepping down, Taoiseach.
OMG. You finally did it. Yeah. Rufflecopter.
Yes, Farouca. I've also decided who I'm backing. I'm throwing my support behind the only girlie for the job.
One is humbled that I have your support, despite my utter lack of control of my brief and incoherent handling of everything.
No, not you, Pearl Fitzgerald.
What?
Her name is April.
Who? April? What?
Yes, April. April Fools!
Oh, my God.
All the looks on your faces.
Good one, boss. So you're not going anywhere, Mr. Taoiseach.
Well, all these scandals, no one wants to be Taoiseach, but I will happily take all the blame once you let me limp on to break a few records. Who would have thought scandal was the key to longevity?
Right.
I've truly reformed politics.
Yes.
And if things start to die down, I might have to keep the trouble going. Maybe stir up Irish water or try to abolish the Senate again.
I didn't hear that. As Justice Minister, I was busy ignoring a phone call from Garda headquarters.
And as long as you keep the scandals going, pearls, I'll ensure you stay in that role, no matter how clearly unsuited for it you are. Instability is the new key to rule.
Yes.
The only certainty is that I will continue to sink in the polls, and Simon Harris will continue to age at an alarming rate.
Thank God he's not stepping down.
It'll be curtains for whoever inherits this mess.
Their career will be totes over.
They'll probably never work again.
I'm dropping out of the leadership race.
You did that weeks ago, you feckin' watery eejits.
Welcome along to Saturday Sport. I'm Marty, and this weekend it's a National League party. In the football, Dublin play Monaghan, and there's going to be quite the battle in Clonus tomorrow. And there's also going to be a football match between the two. Brian Carthy caught up with manager Jim Gavin to test the mood in the Dubs camp.
Jim Gavin, a record-breaking run, and whispers that this might be the greatest football team in the history of the world. I am literally leaning on the defibrillator just in case.
Well, Brian, we take one game at a time, you know.
What do you say to Stephen Cluxton? Inscrutable talisman, charismatic captain, greatest goalkeeper since nets were invented by the ancient Greeks.
I say, get your kickouts right.
Oh, get your kickouts right! And that, Marty, is what wins you 35 games in a row. Calling an ambulance for me, Brian Carthy, in Clonus.
Oh, he fell.
Now, hurling. Davy Fitz steered Wexford to the top of Division 1B, or Division 2 as it should be called. They meet Kilkenny in the quarter-final tomorrow. Davy's on the line. Have you any chance against the Cats?
What are you saying? That we're not up to it?
Well,
look,
no.
I set out a 3-year plan here.
Right.
I've achieved it in a year.
Hmm.
If certain dark forces want to punish me by giving us an away fixture against Kilkenny, nothing I can do about it.
Some are suggesting you might not field a full-strength team, keeping your powder dry for the championship.
Who's suggesting that?
Not me. I never keep my powder dry.
That's for other people to judge, you know, Marty, you know.
Yeah.
They condemned Christ for less, you know.
Right, Davy Fitz, with definitely not a persecution complex there. And whatever happens when the Model County meets the Cats, you can be sure there'll be one hell of a party afterwards. And wherever there are models, there will be Marty, feline groovy.
Hello and welcome to the news. I'm Dobbo, and the top story is the same as last week. Garda scandal, different week, different scandal, same great police force. Joining me once again to lazily defend the indefensible is Deputy Under Assistant Commissioner Fecla McGillifehicle.
Good day to you now.
Well, I'd say every day is a good day when you're in the Guards. First it's penalty point poker, then liven up the day with blackening the names of whistleblowers, then wrongfully bring some people to court and
Have you any idea how fast you're going there, tall buckle?
Have I said a single thing that definitely didn't happen?
We're following a definite line of inquiry.
Why at Temple Moor, where it now emerges there ain't no party like a trainee Garda party, 48 different bank accounts, shady cash cow companies, a bottomless bar tab,
well,
all overseen by financial administrators with no training in finance or administration. Sorry, are you laughing?
Ah, sure you have to laugh.
Do you? You literally had an account called Laundry to launder money. This isn't funny, it's fraud.
Well, it isn't fraud, it's just massive financial irregularities.
Well, what's the difference?
If it's fraud, someone would be prosecuted.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Do you foresee anyone going to jail?
We're not seeking anyone else in connection with the...
Any prosecutions?
We are not seeking...
Any demotions?
Anyone else in connection...
So no consequences whatsoever?
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that now.
Oh?
We'll probably send someone on a course.
A course?
Yeah, for financial management.
I see.
Although you usually get a decent per diem and the cavalry is top-notch.
Thank you. And there you have it. Millions in financial irregularities. And the only thing that will happen is someone will go on an all-expenses-paid Excel course.
That is not what I said.
Yes, you did. You clearly...
Just as well we record all the telephone calls. So let me check the tape back for a second.
This is just...
We'll probably send someone on a course.
There!
Oh.
There now, you've heard it. So you can finally admit that you're wrong.
The suspect is known to Gardaí. Have to go.
Right, well, we seem to have lost the under-commissioner there. Strange, people don't seem to mind that tens of millions are unaccounted for by the Guards, but when bus drivers go on strike, the journal.ie comments section melts. Personally, any driver willing to take a bus on the back roads of Kerry don't just deserve their pay, they deserve a medal. Finally, in the High Court, a judge has ruled against action, upholding Dáil privilege. While it's a victory for free speech, it's just a shame that the only place that has free speech in Ireland nowadays is the bloody Dáil. All we need now is for 4 million people to be elected TDs, then we can finally say that did that thing the bloody tribunal without fear of being completely they're censoring me again, aren't they? The Right, that's it. Never mind Garda Reserve. The only reserve I'm interested in is a vintage Pinot Noir. Good afternoon and go back to sleep, Ireland.
Talents, kicks. Hashtag Leo in waiting.